Well, tonight's reading is 1 Corinthians 15, verses 17 to 20. So if you've got your Bibles, go ahead and grab those. 1 Corinthians 15, verses 17 to 20. And we've asked Amanda to pre-record the Bible reading. We just wanted to get some more people involved in this church. So I'm going to hand it over to her now.
Hi, Soul Church. Amanda here. Let's read together. And if Christ has not been raised, your faith is futile. You are still in your sins. Then those also who have fallen asleep in Christ are lost. If only for this life we have hope in Christ, we are also to be pitied more than all men. But Christ has indeed been raised from the dead, the first fruits of those who have fallen asleep.
Well, today is Easter Sunday, and it is the day that the church has set apart to remember and celebrate the resurrection of Jesus. Good Friday, we remember his death. Easter Sunday, we remember his resurrection. But as I was telling my kids during the week, it's not the only day of the year that we remember his resurrection. In fact, every Sunday as we gather together, we remember his resurrection. Sunday is the day that Jesus rose from the dead. And more than this, we actually should be remembering and celebrating Jesus' resurrection every single day. I think there really should not be a day that goes by that we do not remember and even celebrate the resurrection of Jesus from the dead. Not once a year, but 365 times a year. Now, my kids liked the idea of this because they thought that meant Easter eggs, 365 days a year. But no, it doesn't. Why should we be remembering and celebrating the resurrection of Jesus every day? Because the resurrection is a vital part of the gospel. Without the resurrection, there is no gospel. Maybe I can put it like this. The resurrection to the gospel is kind of like what a key is to a car. You know, you can have a car in your garage that's in good order. The engine works fine, the battery's all charged up, full of fuel, and it has great potential to get you from A to B, no problem. But that's only if you have a key, right? Without a key, a car is absolutely useless. Doesn't matter if it's a Ferrari, it's no good for anything. Perhaps maybe just for some extra storage space, but that's about it. Without a key, a car is useless. Well, in the same way, the death of Jesus, the sacrifice that Jesus took upon himself on that cross, all that agony and all that pain, is actually useless without the resurrection. The death of Jesus has great potential, right? It can get us from hell to heaven, no problem. But that's only if there is a resurrection. If there is no resurrection, there is no gospel. I'm sure you've heard others say something like this, and I'll say it too. If you could prove to me that the resurrection never happened, I'd quit. I'd quit being a pastor. I'd quit this church. No offense, love you guys. We can still be friends on Facebook or whatever, but, you know, I'd quit this church. And I would quit Christianity as well. I'd quit praying and I'd quit reading my Bible. In fact, I'd probably chuck it in the fireplace at home. Now, I understand it is impossible for anyone to prove that the resurrection didn't happen, but you get my point. If there is no resurrection, there is no good news and there is no gospel. To put it simply, no resurrection, no gospel. Now, why am I laboring this point? Well, because I tend to feel that we as the church, and I'm not just talking about Soul Church here, I'm talking about the church at large, perhaps underestimates the importance of the resurrection. When you share the gospel, how often do you talk about the resurrection? In the early church, that was the main talking point. But how much do you talk about it? How often do you remember and celebrate Jesus rising from the dead? You know, the empty tomb. Every day, or is it mainly just on Sundays or Easter Sunday? Would you chuck your Bible into the fire if it could be proven to you, without doubt, that Jesus did not rise from the dead? Well, in this passage we're looking at today, Paul highlights the importance of the resurrection. Let me just read these verses out again. There's only a few of them. Paul said, "If Christ has not been raised, your faith is futile. You are still in your sins. Then those also who have fallen asleep in Christ are lost. If only for this life we have hope in Christ, we are of all people most to be pitied. But Christ has indeed been raised from the dead, the first fruits of those who have fallen asleep." Paul is not saying here that the gospel is just not as good without the resurrection. He's saying there is no gospel without the resurrection. The resurrection is not just a cherry on top. It is the dessert itself. No resurrection, no gospel. What I want to do for the next few minutes is just unpack this thought, spend a few minutes doing that. And I'm hoping that as I do this, your understanding and your appreciation for the resurrection will grow. And from here on, this is something that you will remember and celebrate, not just once a year, but every single day. So why is Jesus' resurrection so crucial, so vital to the gospel? Well, Paul here gives us three reasons. One, the resurrection validates our faith. Number two, the resurrection validates our forgiveness. And number three, the resurrection validates our future resurrection. So let's think about these one at a time. Firstly, the resurrection validates our faith. Paul said, "If Christ has not been raised, your faith is futile." Now, that's pretty strong language there. Futile means empty, worthless, good for nothing, useless. So our Christian faith is useless if Jesus never rose from the dead. You know, there are some psychologists that talk about faith as a good thing in and of itself. You know, whether the object of our faith is true, doesn't matter what kind of God you believe in, doesn't matter. Faith itself is a good thing. That's what some psychologists would say. But Paul here says that that's not true for the Christian faith. If Jesus never rose from the dead, our Christian faith is utterly useless. It doesn't do us any good. In fact, it's worse than that. Paul says in verse 19, "If only for this life we have hope in Christ, we are of all people most to be pitied." Now, why is this? Well, for one, our faith would be based on a lie. If Jesus never rose from the dead, he cannot be the Son of God. And therefore, our whole Christian faith is based on a massive lie. In Mark 8, 9, and 10, Jesus tells us that the Son of Man must be killed and on the third day rise again. He says that three times really clearly. The Son of Man is going to be killed and on the third day rise again. Now, just in case you don't know, the Son of Man is a divine title. It doesn't sound like it, I know that, but it's actually a divine title. Now, if Jesus was killed but did not rise after 3 days, what does that tell us? Well, it tells us he can't be the Son of Man, because the Son of Man rises after 3 days. And if Jesus never came out of that tomb and on the third day, he cannot be the Son of Man, cannot be the Son of God. Liar or lunatic, you choose, but he cannot be Lord. But what's more, if Jesus never rose from the dead, we are trusting, like literally, in a bunch of bones. When I was a kid, I thought that all I had to do to get to heaven was believe the historical facts about Jesus, and all would be good. If I believed that he was the Son of God, that he lived and died and rose again, then I'd be safe. But now I realize that faith is so much more than that. Faith is not just believing a bunch of facts. Faith is trusting in Jesus himself as a living person. Faith is looking to Jesus as our living Lord and Savior. That's what faith is. But if Jesus never rose from the dead, we've got big problems. Because what are we trusting in? What are we looking to? Aren't we just looking to a bunch of bones as our Lord and as our Saviour? And is there anything more futile than that? Now, Paul's right. If Christ has not been raised, our faith is futile. But the good news is that he has indeed been raised on the third day, which means he is the Son of God. And it means our faith in him is not in vain. So Jesus' resurrection validates our faith. The second reason the resurrection is so important is because it also validates our forgiveness. Because Jesus rose from the dead, we can be absolutely certain that every one of our sins has been paid for. Again, Paul says, if Christ has not been raised, your faith is futile. You are still in your sins. I want you to imagine a house fire with me. Everyone in the family is out of the house except one child, little three-year-old Sarah. She's still upstairs in her bedroom. After the father realizes this, he very quickly and very bravely runs back into that house to save his little girl. After a few minutes, everybody sees the father in the second-story window, and Sarah is in his arms. But he quickly goes out of sight. And then everybody's waiting for him to come through the front door. But he doesn't. 1 minute passes, 5 minute passes, 10 minute pass, and yet he doesn't come through. And at this point, everybody loses hope because the house is completely engulfed in flames. Now, I know this is a dramatic illustration, but just stick with me. Was the child saved from that fire? And she wasn't. And we know that because the dad never made it out of the house. If the dad made it, we can assume that the girl made it too. But because he didn't make it, neither did she. In a similar way, if Jesus never rose from the dead, his rescue plan didn't work. He would be like the father who went into the fire to save his little girl but never made it out. And we would be like the little girl lost with him. Let me explain. A big part of Jesus' rescue plan was to go to the cross to pay the punishment for our sins. We've just been singing about that. The punishment that we deserve is death. And that's not just physical death, that is spiritual death. We deserve to be cut off from God, separated from him for all eternity in hell. That's what we deserve. But Jesus' rescue plan was to come and to take that punishment upon himself. And that's what the cross is all about. On the cross, Jesus physically and he spiritually died. He took our sins upon himself and was cut off from God for us. Isaiah 53, he was pierced for our transgressions. He was crushed for our iniquities. But the question is, how do we know it worked? How do we know he was successful? How do we know he was able to bear all of our sins? Have you ever had a loading bar freeze on you before? It's so frustrating. You know, 1%, 2%, 87%, and then just nothing. Just freezes. How do we know that didn't happen on the cross? Maybe Jesus paid for 87% of our... No, maybe he paid for 99% of our sins, but then just couldn't handle it anymore and was overcome by them. How do we know the cross actually worked? The answer is the resurrection. Jesus' resurrection is validation that the rescue plan worked. This is how Paul puts it in Romans 4. He says, Jesus was delivered over to death for our sins and was raised to life for our justification. You get that? Jesus was raised to life for our justification. What does that mean? It means that our justification, our forgiveness, is validated by his resurrection. We know we're justified because Christ has risen from the dead. If Jesus did not come out of that tomb on the third day, then we would have to assume that the cross didn't work and that we are lost. But friends, he did rise. And that gives us complete assurance that it did work and that our sins have been paid for. Let me make this a bit more personal. If you trust in Jesus Christ as your Lord and Saviour, you can be 100% sure that every single one of your sins is paid for. You know, the time you cheated on your partner, the time that you stole from your previous employer, the times you succumbed to pornography, those feelings of hatred you had towards your sister, everything. You can be sure it's fully paid for because Jesus walked out of that tomb. He walked through the front doors, so to speak, like the Father who came through that front door of the house. The resurrection validates our forgiveness. Let's think about the third thing Paul says. The final reason Paul gives for why the resurrection is so important is that the resurrection actually validates our future resurrection. So it validates our faith, our forgiveness, but also our future resurrection. If Christ has not been raised, then those who have fallen asleep in Christ are lost. If only for this life we have hope in Christ, we are of all people most to be pitied. But Christ has indeed been raised from the dead, the first fruits of those who have fallen asleep. How do we know we're going to rise from the dead? How do we know that we're not going to be buried 6 feet under and just stay there forever and ever and ever? How do we know that those who we have lost and who have believed in Jesus will one day rise again? The answer is Jesus' resurrection. I recently sowed lawn in my backyard. We've got a big backyard, so I literally just scattered hundreds of thousands of seeds everywhere. And every morning, noon and night, I tried to go out and water those seeds. And the first 2 weeks were pretty nerve-wracking because I had no idea if they were going to germinate. I spent a small fortune on this grass seed, and I spent about an hour every day just watering dirt for 2 weeks. And I didn't know if I was wasting my time. But after some 2 weeks, the first blade of grass popped up, and that just gave me hope. Because I knew that if one seed germinated, then most of them would germinate. Because they were the same. I planted them in the same way. And they did. They germinated. I got hundreds of weeds with them, but that's another story. If Jesus rose from the dead, we can be sure that we too will rise from the dead. Just as one seed germinating is proof that more will germinate, Christ's resurrection is proof that we too will rise. And that's what Paul was saying. That's the metaphor he uses when he says that Christ has indeed been raised, the first fruits of those who have fallen asleep. If he rose, we will rise. Now, how does that work? Because we're connected to Jesus. We are united to Jesus. And look, if you have time, just keep reading chapter 15. Paul goes into great depth talking about that because we are connected to Jesus, we will follow him and rise with him. We were connected to Adam and that's why we die. But now that we're connected to Jesus, we will rise with him. The resurrection validates our future resurrection. And that's why Jesus' resurrection is so important. It validates our faith, it validates our forgiveness, and it validates our future resurrection. Jesus' sacrifice on the cross is awesome. It's amazing. But it's only worth something because Jesus came out of that empty tomb 3 days later. I know many of you often remember on Jesus' sacrifice on the cross, and that's great. Keep doing that. That is how God is going to grow you as you remember that. But don't also forget to remember his resurrection, because without the resurrection, there is no good news. But praise God there is. Praise God that Jesus rose from the dead. What situation would we be in if he didn't rise? And can I say a quick word for those of you who may not yet believe in Jesus? Isn't the resurrection of Jesus good news? Isn't it fantastic news that we can be forgiven of every single one of our sins? And that we too can rise from the dead. Isn't that great news? Forgiveness and rising from the dead. But maybe the best news of all is that all we have to do is believe in him. To be forgiven and to be raised again, all we have to do is believe in him. We don't have to be perfect. Jesus was perfect for us. We don't have to live the righteous life. Jesus was righteous. We don't have to make amends for the bad things we have done. We don't have to do anything except believe in him. That's all. What does that mean? Well, it means to stop living a life that is opposed to Jesus and to receive Jesus as your living Lord and Savior. It means to become his disciple and to follow him. And the wonderful promise is that as we do that too, we will be forgiven and we will rise with him and spend eternity in heaven. Let's pray. Our Lord, the gospel story sounds too good to be true, but it is true. Lord, it is true. Jesus has lived that perfect life. He's died on the cross in our place, taking all of our sin, our guilt, our shame, and he's risen again on the third day. And Lord, because of this, we have amazing hope that we too are forgiven of our sins and we too will rise with him. We thank you so much for this. And I do pray for anybody who may not yet fully grasp this or may not yet fully believe this. I pray that your Holy Spirit would work in their heart so that they may come to love Jesus as we love him. And I pray this in Jesus' name. Amen.